From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, November 25th, 2019. I'm Marty Derlin.
Right now we're 89% below normal rainfall for the first 2 months of the rain year. The rain year starts October 1 and it runs through September 30th. And so for the first 2 months, we're way below normal, but it's early. The four rainiest months are December through March, so it could turn around quickly.
Mike Kelly used to drill wells, but now as District Superintendent of Mendocino City Community Services, he oversees wells, 430 of them, in the 1 square mile area that is Mendocino Village. These wells are the source of domestic water for 430 households, 17 restaurants, and 160 retail stores. Rainwater fills the aquifer, and if it doesn't rain, the wells could go dry. So far, that hasn't happened.
There was a 12-month period, or 13-month period, from January 2013 to January 2014, where we had an average rainfall of 1 inch per month. So it was the worst dry period in California history and the district's history. But the district survived fairly easily with, you know, careful water conservation. The local town to the north, they were serving food and restaurants on paper plates, and I think the city of Willits was within 3 days of their surface reservoirs running dry. But we've been preaching water conservation here since 1990, when the district took over groundwater management authority, and, you know, it's worked.
But what comes up out of a well must go somewhere after it's been used.
Yeah, we have a district-wide collection system, and wastewater flows down here. The wastewater plant's at this location, and then we discharge to the ocean. And we recycle water up to the high school for irrigating the athletic fields. There's a biological process, you know, activated sludge, and then we chlorinate it to disinfect it, and we dechlorinate it as well, and then discharge to the ocean. We regularly do a biotic survey of our ocean outfall, which is about 1,000 feet off the coast and 65 feet down. We have a biologist, marine scientist, that goes down and inspects the biotic life around the, not only the diffuser where the water is discharged from, but a control station that's some distance away from the diffuser, and they see no impact, you know, because we're relatively low flow here. Up until 1975, they just discharged their waste over the bluff onto the beach. You know, they had like a dozen different privately owned collection systems where groups of neighbors would build a pipeline and just dump it on the beach. Yeah. But then the Clean Water Act came along in 1972, I believe, and they required people to stop doing that. And that's when this plant was built, mainly by grants from the federal government through the Clean Water Act.
Rainfall has averaged about 40 inches per year since 1978. The high was 74 inches in 1998. The low was 22 inches in 1991. Last year's rainfall was above average, about 45 inches. The effects are hard to pinpoint, but climate change could be increasing the frequency of drought years.
Well, this last significant drought, when we put together a water shortage contingency plan in 2006, you know, every 50 years, we expected to see a drought similar to the one we had in 1976, and I think this one came about 10 years early.
People who live here have already shrunk their water use to an average 25 gallons per person per day, far below the national average of 75 gallons. That's good, because options are few.
during the 1980s, we tried to develop a municipal water system, and it failed because we couldn't find a suitable source.
Would you have looked at the rivers that come in?
Yeah, we don't have water rights to Big River. They drilled wells along Big River and didn't, you know, they found saline, you know, was
too high.
You know, salty, you know, was impacted by, you know, the tides. They went upriver, I think, 3 miles, and then I drilled them because I was a driller at the time. It was down to bedrock. I was drilling in bedrock and didn't hit any decent fractures. We have not been able to develop a suitable source of water to replace groundwater. And it takes 400 wells to supply, you know, because they're low yield, kind of marginal wells. To supply water to all of these parcels, they almost have to have a well on the parcel mm-hmm. to get enough water for their daily use.
And how deep are those wells normally?
They average, the old ones, the old hand dug ones, are probably 20, 30 feet deep. The more modern wells that have been drilled over the last 30 years are 150, probably average.
For KZYX News, I'm Marty Durlin. For all our local stories, plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org.